Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Faith Focused Spanish Blog Show with your host, Faith Lane.
Great morning, great morning, great morning. Welcome back to Faith Focused Spanish Blog Talk Radio. If you're looking for any advertisement, promotions, or radio spins, maybe you're an author or life coach and you're just looking to advertise your business, you can reach me at faithfocusedfinish@gmail.com or you can give me a call at 240-640-5492. We have a special guest today, Ms. Courtney Johnson. She's the author of A Purposeful Journey. This is actually Courtney's second time coming on Faith Focus Finish. I'm super excited that she reached back out to me, you know, to kind of give me an update of what's been going on with her. So we're going to be talking with her soon. Ms. Courtney, she's, again, the author of A Purposeful Journey. She's a native of South Carolina, a mother of three, an entrepreneur, author, artist, and a certified life coach and mentor. So we're going to be talking with her soon. Just a minute. Let me just get Ms. Johnson on the line here. Great morning, great morning, great morning, Ms. Courtney. How are you?
I'm doing awesome and amazing. Getting better and better by the day. How are you?
I'm great, despite all this craziness going on, this pandemic.
Oh, man, pandemic or plandemic? It's all on how
right,
you see it.
That part. That part. I never heard of that one, but that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Yeah. So how have you been making sure you and your family stay safe, and what have you guys been doing to stay safe?
Oh, absolutely. That was the first part, is to make sure that my daughters and my family and my loved ones were all taken care of, as a lot of my family members, they do have compromising health. My daughter has asthma, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone was taking proper precautions. I had masks made. I purchased masks. they didn't go anywhere for like the first couple of months, and then I kind of like was easing up and like, okay, well, you can go to your dad's house, but it was like I had to make sure that everyone knew what my rules were when staying
right.
safe. But yeah, so far no one has had any signs. My daughter's asthma has not flared up since anything really taken place. So everyone is healthy. Everyone is good. They're tired of being in the house. They said the house is tired of them. So everyone is kind of like ready to get out and about again. But, you know, with the numbers and everything still rising, it still has them, still has us kind of set in place, you know.
Right.
But everyone's
right.
Good.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, that thing kind of hit me like a hammer when they said we had to be on lockdown. And the crazy thing is I had came to North Carolina and I was on lockdown in North Carolina.
Oh man, one thing of being locked down in your house, but being locked down out of town somewhere is tough.
Right, right. So I ended up making the decision to just move to North Carolina. So I officially made it. Last Saturday was my official day living in North Carolina. Even though I've been here a couple of months, but I'm saying, yep, yes, ma'am. I went on and I said, you know what? Let me just move here. And I bought all new, brand new stuff.
Right.
I still haven't even been back to Georgia
to
get those things. Right, right. I told one of my old mentors, I said, I don't want to bring anything old to this place.
New beginnings. New beginnings.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But, yeah, God has been so good to, you know, still provide me with income, you know, working from home and being staying safe as far as being healthy. Because I have I have some health issues too. So, you know, I was, you know, for a minute I was paranoid to go outside them doors.
No, don't get paranoid.
I'm like, oh, Everybody looked like they might be sick. So, yeah,
and,
it's just crazy.
That's one thing you have, that's one way you have to look at it, because we don't know. You really don't know.
Right.
So that's one thing I taught my kids during this particular pandemic. I can't call it pandemic, but during this particular era and process that we're going through now, you have to look at everyone as if they do have it, because that keeps you protected. And so it's not the fact that I'm still in fear, but I'm still in awareness. Like, you have to be aware of who you're around, your surroundings, where you're going, places you're going, things you're touching, so that you can be able to, if anything was to happen, you're able to track that stuff back to where you
right.
been, who you was around. And that's just an extra precaution that I have been instilling into them, because, like, we do have to go to a grocery store. We do have to go to gas stations and things of that nature. And being that I am, believe it or not, I'm a single mom, my kids are with me majority of the time, but they're not with other family members. And so when
right.
they're with me, I'm like, look, we're going in here. We're going to be in here for like 5 minutes. Don't touch the same picture. When you have small children, really hard for them, because they really want to touch things. But my 7-year-old kind of like has gotten the hang of things. She knows what not to touch. And if she does touch anything, she knows as soon as we get back in the car, it's sanitized. Can't sanitize it. Mask comes off. I ride around with a can of Lysol. So it's like mask, everything gets sanitized. And then we're on our way to our next destination. But that's just what we've been doing, as far as being able to stay safe during this this particular time. But really just expanding our brains, man. We have been coming up with so much stuff during this particular time. And I can't wait to dive into that.
Right. It's crazy because I read that this same thing happened 100 years ago, and they had to go through the same thing. And basically, it took them 2 years to clear the air, basically, for everybody, to actually be healed. And so we really have a long way to go. But the thing is, we have to, people just keep reminding people to make sure you keep washing your hands and keeping your mouth covered. And that way we can all, eventually be disease-free or whatever. So the crazy thing is, I keep trying to figure out how in the heck did this thing spread like this? Like, is it really that bad as far as airborne? And just looking at the maps of all the countries, seeing how many countries actually was affected by this, it's really crazy to visually see that. So, yeah, crazy. So, anyway, Miss Busybody over here been busy. I've been watching you. But what I want to do before we start talking about some of the things you're going to be doing or you have been doing, let's just briefly, because some people probably haven't heard the episode that you were on before, just talk a little bit about your book and then how me and you got back to this journey of connecting back again for the second time.
Okay. So I wrote a book last year, and I launched it in October, and it's called A Purposeful Journey, The Process of Enduring While Moving Towards a Meaningful Purpose. The book was birthed out of me being led by God, and God telling me, asking me a question, how many more people have to die or leave this earth before they received the tools needed in order to be successful in life. And it hit me, and I was like, wow, I gotta call in, and I gotta answer it, and I gotta move, because I don't want anybody else's blood, life, in my hands, and I'm not giving them the tools that they need. And so I sat down, and in 90 days, I produced this tool book, this book. The book is dedicated to my grandmother, who passed away in 2016. And I've always told her and looked up to her as being someone who helped me get through anything. And even mm-hmm. during the process of writing this book, my grandmother was present with her spirit was present with me. And so I wrote the book. Yes, you heard me. I wrote it in 90 days. I started mm-hmm. May 27th of 2019, and I finished the last page on July 31st. And it was amazing to have the manuscript and everything in my hands. And it only took a couple of weeks before it was actually uploaded to Amazon, and I have it, the actual copy was in my hand. So it blew my mind, for one, that God could birth something as that from me. But the book actually has my story, my process from struggle to transformation, in 10 chapters. It also houses devotional journal space, where you can really unpack your own process in the middle of it. And then I also illustrated coloring sheets. Now, not only do I have the actual book, but I also created an art and meditation reflection journal that goes along with the book, just in case you wanted to share your book with someone else and you didn't want to write necessarily in your book, but you have the mm-hmm. journal that you'll be able to unpack and really dive into larger coloring sheets and more space to really journal and get those thought process completely. But the book was birthed, and I have been getting amazing reviews from everyone who has supported me throughout this particular journey. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what else comes from this book and everything else that's connected to it.
Excellent, excellent. So when you wrote this book, Ms. Courtney, what was your purpose? What was your mission? Was it what's the kind of your audience? Was it the audience that you're trying to capture when it comes to your book?
Okay, so at first it was like anybody who really was experiencing a process. But as time has evolved now, I've noticed that my intention was for my audience is more towards women, because we seem to be the more processing ones when it comes to everything. And we're always seeking transformation. And so my audience kind of shifted towards women and just kind of helping them unpack, because we're emotional beings naturally. At least some of us, majority of us. And sometimes we don't feel comfortable with unpacking and or unloading on everyone. So this book, I believe, is a tool to help anybody who's going through any process, whether it's anxiety, whether it's fear, whether it's depression, anything, any of those things, struggling financially, mindset shifting, identity with purpose and all of those things, next levels, elevation. So if anybody who sees that they're in a stagnant place in life, in any of those areas, and just wanting to know, how do I get through? So if you're in that place, then I can suggest and say that this book is the right tool for that particular individual, because not only do I offer it to others, but I use it myself still to this day. Like, I will think about something, I'd be like, hold on, wait, I wrote about this. And I'll go back and reread,
right.
And then I'll go through the devotional, and I'll unpack all over again. So it's not something that you do one time, but it's a tool that can be used continuously over and over and over again. And that's one thing I love about it.
Right. Right. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. So, are you planning on writing any other books, or was this the only book you ever wrote? What did that look like, the first new books?
Right. Okay. So, yeah, this is the first book that I have ever written in my life and published and put out to the world, to the universe. And I am actually in the writing stages of book number two, which is set to come out this year. And I'm excited about it because it goes even more deeper than book number one. So If you haven't gotten book number one, I suggest you go ahead and get it, because book number two is just going to take you even further into the transformation process that I'm experiencing now. And it is mind-blowing. It is life-changing. And I'm just excited about where it's going to take everyone, because I believe a lot of people have reached that stage of transformation. Like, they have had that aha moment, light bulb off, has gone off, and is brighter than ever. And they're like, yeah, I'm ready to move. But how does that look? Like, how do I move forward? And that's where I tell my story in moving forward. So, yeah, book two is coming.
Wow, I can't wait for it to come out so I can get a chance to view it, and we could talk about that too.
I'll be back, you know. I will come back, without a doubt.
I know when we talked before, you said you were going on tour. Did you get a chance to go on tour the last time we were on the radio?
Yes, I did go on tour. I started off in Atlanta, and that was in December. And the thing about it is, the day that I left to go on tour, my dad had a stroke, and I did not know until he told me he was on his way to the hospital that day. And he was like, don't worry, you're going on tour, keep going. I was like, you sure? He was like, yeah. And so I ended up going through my whole tour, and he called me a couple of days later and was like, yeah, I had a stroke. And I was like, what?
Wow.
But the event was nice. I really love the support that Atlanta, Georgia gave me. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, and all my family there. and then I ended up going to Columbia, South Carolina, was the next stop. That was a great turnout. I really enjoyed the people there. Greenville, South Carolina, that was a really great turnout. I ended up going to Charlotte, and that was a great turnout as well. But COVID reared its face, and it shut down my last two locations, which was Florence and Charleston, South Carolina. And so I didn't get a chance to see and meet all the people and supporters there, but instead of me just, like, shutting down completely, I switched to what everyone has been switching to, which was virtual. And so I ended up doing a 5-day virtual summit, which I was able to bring in other professionals in various areas. And we talked about their individual struggles to transformation and how they were currently enduring during the pandemic, which really brought the book to a forefront and kind of gave everyone a perspective on how we should move forward in our process. And I was able to launch a few things out of that virtual summit and out of this whole process, really. So, yeah, tour was good, and I enjoyed.
Well, I didn't know about the virtual summit. I would have loved to saw to see that or be involved in it.
Listen, I threw it together so fast. I was amazed at how fast I threw it together that I really just gave people a couple of day notice to like really register.
Wow.
And get connected and involved. But what I am doing, I'm still trying to cut and edit the actual recordings and put them together. So those of you who are listening and you have been wanting the recordings, they're coming. I'm just a one-person show right now, so trying to do this, manage everything else, is just like, I still need to get this done. But I've been praying, and God was like, look, it's going to happen. They are patient with you. Focus. And I'm like, okay. So I've been okay with that process. Once they come, once the recordings and everything gets available, then I'm going to post it and just give it to everyone who's looking to receive that information, because I don't want to withhold anything good from anybody. That's where I'm at in this season. I don't withhold anything good from anybody. I want everybody to be able to gain what they can, just like as my grandmother would say, chew the meat, spit out the bone. and go from there.
Right. Well, you're definitely, you know, tag me in it, text me in it, or something. I would love to check that out. You know, as far as me, I mean, I have women's groups also, so I think they would probably love to be a part of that summit or even listen to it. So, yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I it's crazy because I got invited to so many summits. I was like, wow, I can't even focus on my own stuff right now. But it's just so amazing to watch how many people kind of flourish in this time of this pandemic. Because, you know, it's crazy how some people are still stuck in the situations that they were in before the pandemic. And I tell people, the only reason why we're still stuck in our situations is because we want to be stuck. And God gave us this reset button. And I call it a reset button for everybody to start all over again. This is a new beginning. So just for me to watch as many of these women the floors during the pandemic, like really doing some big things, really been amazing to watch. And so I definitely would love to be involved in some kind of way, whether it's just watching or whatever, and exposing to some of the women that's in my group that don't even know about your journey and what you're trying to do. So I would definitely like to connect when it comes to that part.
Absolutely, and I would love to connect with you and everyone else who's actually tuning in and listening who will also want to connect with me on that level. I mean, this pandemic has really opened up my eyes to being a stronger voice in the areas that I'm strong in. And I can no longer just sit back and hush my mouth to, you know, different things. Like, I was called to live life in abundance and to show that I am an overcomer. And if I shrink, then how am I overcoming?
Right.
I'll say that again. If I shrink back, how am I overcoming? I'm not. So I had to really step up my game and really put myself in position to really walk out what it is that God was calling me to do, and that's to be a voice and to help motivate and encourage others that, you know, this is a time to prosper and not a time to sink and feel defeated. We have so much opportunity and so much success literally sitting in our hands that all
right.
we have to do is make use and make do with them.
Right.
Make use and make do. So,
wow.
Yep.
That's powerful what you just said. And at the end of the day, it's all about having, you know, first of all, you got to be willing to do personal development to help yourself. Because, you know, I remember thinking about my old mentors and coaches. And they used to tell me, you know, they used to give me some knowledge. Or they'll say, I need you to read this book. And I didn't realize how much junk, old junk that was taught to me. The environment that I was in, that I really had a lot of garbage in my head. And so that's what helped me change my mindset, being around different type of people and learning different stuff. So it's all about wanting to do something different. If what you was doing before was not working, it's time to make a change. And the change really is now. Again, like I said, God gave that reset button for us all to restart over again. And so I'm seeing it on both sides. I'm seeing people, you know, building other people and being motivated. But I'm also seeing people still staying stuck in their own ways and thinking that's the way that they're going to be successful. And definitely not the way to be successful, staying stuck doing the same thing before the plan image.
Let me tell you, and I keep hearing you say reset, and I just actually recorded out of this whole moment of us taking a pause, and one way of me really getting my voice out there, I decided that at the end of my virtual summit, which was the first time that I've ever done anything like that. Of course, I have a YouTube channel, and I post videos and edit videos on that, but actually going live with other guests, that was new to me. And so out of that, someone was like, you really should do a podcast. And I was like, And so I went out on a limb. I bought everything that was needed. And I recorded my first episode, and I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Right.
And when I saw how many platforms it was actually made available on, I was like, this is even cooler. Because, you know, when I hear and talk to a lot of my older adult friends, they listen to talk radio. They listen to broadcasts on podcasts, Google, Apple, things of that nature. And so it really helped me to really understand that my voice can be heard now, any and everywhere. And so that's what I did. I ended up launching a podcast, and my episode from, I believe, last week, or my most recent episode, let's just say that. It was on the reset because I took a moment from when I first aired in June, and then I took a break because God was like, reset. And I was like, okay, but I'm just getting into this thing good. But he was like, no, you need to reset because something is off. And so when you get to that place in your mind and you feel that disalignment and you feel unbalanced and you feel shaky and wavery, that's your place of being, saying, okay, you got to reset somewhere. You got to hit that master reset button, take a moment, and look at what went wrong and get that thing back in order. And that's what I had to do. And I don't apologize for taking a break. I don't apologize for going off the map for a little bit. But I accept the fact that I needed to take a moment for myself and get myself back in alignment so that I can be able to move and run like I know I was destined to be in this particular season. And that's one thing I love about the fact that this opportunity we have during these quarantine moments, we can see it as a quarantine or we can see it as an opportunity. But either way, we have time. Something that we have not had ever in my time period. We have time.
And mine's either.
Listen, time is very valuable. You don't get time back. So for us to have the time to do things that we're called and destined to do, man, that is mind-blowing to me. That is amazing. And I cannot sit on this moment. I have to live. I have to be able to be at my full advantage during this moment. And just being able to reset, reorganize, so that I can come back even harder, that was the most amazing feeling ever.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with me. I had to do a reset, too. I took a break from everything. And, again, even me looking at this move to Charlotte was a reset for me, too. Because think about it, like I said, I left everything.
In the middle of a
pandemic. Right. And I ain't go back and get nothing. That's what I said. I left all the old, and I'm starting with the new. Oh my God, it's amazing when you have an open mind to want to just you know, build yourself up, build up other people. Like, that takes a different type of person to want to not just help themselves, but to help other people. And so, and you know, even hold their hand through the process. I didn't really realize how many scared people out there in the world. They just afraid to just take that first step. So, I mean, I just love it. I love talking to people that's motivated, not just motivated by watching other people or being around, but they self-motivated for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And they want to win for themselves and their family. I love that. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
But, you know, like you said, a key word, it starts in the mind.
Yeah, and it's funny because one of my old coaches, she used to say that we have, we got the old computer system in our head. And I was like, what is she talking about? She said, if you think about it, she said, if you try to put a floppy disk and the computer systems that we have now, that daggone thing going to blow up and do all kind of stuff.
First of all, it's nowhere on the new computers to even insert a floppy disk. I told that to
right.
My kids are like, what is that? And I'm like, don't worry about it. It elevated. Technology elevated, and the systems that you have to understand, they are steadily growing and progressing. So the same things that you had before, they're not useful. They're not going to be useful in your new season. You have to know how to shift and elevate in your new season. So it's like that floppy disk wouldn't even matter right now.
Right, exactly my point. So just imagine bringing old stuff into some new stuff. That's what I'm trying to get at. And you just got to be willing to want to change that whole thing, period, and do something different. So, yeah, I mean, what helped me a lot is reading a lot of different books to get myself on track, because I swore up and down that the way I was taught and what I was learned was the right way. But I knew that it was all a mindset thing, and I had to clean up all that garbage out of my head. I'm not saying that it don't happen overnight, because that point I have 46 years of junk in my head, and I had to fix that real fast. So we got people out here still in their 60s and 70s still got all that junk in their head and think it's okay. And I'm like, how are you winning that way? You're not.
You're not.
It's just about changing. Yes. It's just even looking back at my own situation, it's just been an amazing journey to watch myself grow and then hear other people say, wow, what have you been doing? You even look different. You smile different. You walk different. Like, what's going on? I'm like, you should want to change that too for yourself. You know?
Absolutely.
It's amazing, like I said, to watch some of the people that I've been in contact with in the last 5 to 7 years, watching them grow. And just watching you from afar, I was like, okay, look at Miss Courtney over there. Look at her.
I have people reaching out to me now. They was like, girl, don't you know we're in a pandemic? I was like, pandemic, but okay, your point. They was like,
right.
You're putting on planes and going out of town, out of state. I was like, listen, I'm in the phase of living my best life right now. Because before this, I have never, never entered foot into an airport. I have never gotten on a plane. But because I have gotten connected with the right people, and they have like literally was like, look, this is the year that you're going to step out of that little bubble of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to experience some new things in life. You're going to meet some new people, and they're going to push you to be a greater self. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know exactly when it was going to happen. Lord, I definitely didn't know it was going to happen in the middle of Corona because, you know, my tour in the middle of Corona. I'm just like, now I just literally got back from New Orleans. Who knew?
Wow.
I was going to be in a whole other state that I have never been to. And being able, and not just for pleasure, it was for business. Being able to speak life and encourage and motivate people to really step out of their own way. Get out of your own way. And that's all that I want to, that's my life mission. My life mission and my life purpose is to help people shift their minds to living a struggle mindset to really walking in that elevation and transformation mindset. Because once you see that you are a transforming being and that you don't have to live in a stuck situation, that you don't have to realize that things are never going to change, because we grew up, it's like, that's how I was raised. That's how I was, you know, that's how it's always been. My family always did that. That is a broken mindset. That is a poor mindset. And if people don't get out of that mindset and that way, they would never get out of their own way, and they'll never experience things. They'll never have the money that they want to make. They'll never have the lifestyle that they desire. They'll never meet the person that they always dream of having because of that broken mindset. So yeah, I kind of went off.
Right. No, you did.
It's so necessary and so important to just be in a good space. Like, I developed anxiety in the beginning because I was worried about my kids. But when you know, I'm going to go churchy a little bit. When you know the word of God, and you know what God has said, and you know the promises of God, God allows that fear to be escaped. He takes that, and you live. And I'm living. I'm living.
Right.
I'm destined to make a certain thing because God said that I can make it. I'm destined to birth what I'm birthing because God told me that I was going to birth it. So there's no man on earth that can tell me anything different from what God has already promised me, not only in his word, but what he has spoken to me through his spirit that lives on the inside of me. And I'm going to continue to allow and share with others that you can get out of your situation, but it starts with you. It starts with your belief. It starts with you wanting to get out of your situation. See, a lot of people speak and say they want to get out of their situation, but a lot of people don't do the work that it requires for them to get out of their situation. You got to want to do the work. You can't say, oh, I want a better lifestyle, but then you out here buying nonsense instead of investing and saving.
With your unemployment check, you're doing all the wrong things.
Exactly. And the government, and the thing is, the universe has positioned us so well. I'm going to repeat that.
Right.
We have been positioned so well in this pandemic to where we should literally be planning to be even more better. But I hear the people say, well, Courtney, some people are just not there yet. Okay, so is it going to take another pandemic for it to happen for you to get there?
Right.
Or are you going to realize that what you're doing now is not successful? The same thing people did with their paycheck, they're doing it with their unemployment checks, and there's nothing changing. So who's going to be the one to step in and say, hey, look, I got a better idea for you. I got a better plan for you. Let's try this instead of doing this so that you can have a different result. Because to do the same thing and get the same result that ain't helping for you, that's just plain, what they call that? What
crazy.
They call that? They call that crazy. That's psychotic. That's psychotic behavior. For you to continue to do the same thing, getting the same results in, and the result is not in your favor, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Right.
And I refuse. Mm-hmm. In order for me to realize what I mentioned in my book, in order for me to realize that I was struggling, I had to first identify those traits in myself. I had to identify that stuff in order for me to move towards transformation. But it's a process. One, I had to really understand what I was being called to. Then I had to submit to it. Now, once I submit to it, of course you're going to have people in your ear telling you, oh, I don't think you should do that during this time. It's coronavirus and, you know, people out here sick and people don't have no jobs and how you going to get somebody to support you and nobody's going to want to do that because everybody want to listen. Those are what I call in my book naysayers, the people who always got something to say, and it's negative.
Right.
You don't listen to
those
people. What you do listen to is those who's in your ear, who's pushing you and who's encouraging you and who's motivating you and who supports you. Those are your accountability people because at the end of the day, they're going to say, hey, they're going to pose a question, do you think that's what you should be doing at this time? And at the end of the day, they're putting it back on you to really make you process and think. Is this a good idea and is it not? But either way, they're still in your corner supporting you. Whichever direction you go through, they're going to support you. And they're going to be the ones to step in and help you if you do decide to go down a road that wasn't necessarily in your favor. They're not going to be the ones to talk about you. But you have to be willing to endure the process. Like you said earlier, it does not happen overnight. People want that microwave stuff, and it's not going to happen. I can't wake up. Well, I probably could, but I'm just saying. I can't wake up one night and have $100,000 in my bank account, but if I ain't do the work to get it. You get what I'm saying? Because then that's illegal stuff. Okay, government, don't come get me because I don't have that in my account. But I'm just saying.
Right.
You have to understand that it's a process, and you have to be willing to endure what it's going to take to get there. And what I've learned and heard over the last couple of months is you're going to have opposition. You're going to have things to come up against you. And if you do have those things that starts to come up against you, that's only because the enemy has recognized that God has promise you some things, and he doesn't want those things to really manifest. So he's going to throw some things in your way, and some things is going to happen. It's going to try to get you off course. But what you're going to have to learn how to do, as I have learned, is to endure. When death
right.
hits your household, you endure. A lot of us has known somebody who has suffered or who has transitioned due to COVID. You have known someone or heard of someone who has transitioned due to COVID or other elements that they may have had. What are we doing in this process? You don't stop. You keep going. You live, you endure, and you keep moving. That's what this whole thing is. I believe that this whole era that we're in now is to show our weaknesses, not necessarily all of our success, but to show us our weaknesses. Because if we can identify our weaknesses, then we know what to work on.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to tell my clients. Who knew that this pandemic would bring clients? Duh.
Right.
I'm putting in work. But
right.
I try to instill in them, you're going to have opposition and you're going to have things, but don't give up at the first sign of those things. That just means you're going in the right direction. Keep moving. You don't stop.
Right.
Because if you stop at the sign of fear, if you stop at the sign of, oh, this ain't working, it's not for you to stop. It's for you to evaluate, take a step back, reset, and then keep going. That's just like you come to a dead end on the road. Do you just sit there and say, oh, I guess it's the end of the trip? Or do you turn back around and rework where you're going?
Right.
You turn back around and rework where you're going. That's the only way you're going to get to a transformation or a better life. That's the only way. And I don't know if you can tell, I'm just so hyped. I'm just so excited about where life is taking me right now. The generation curses that I have seen broken off my bloodline just these last couple of months have been mind-blowing. The success that people in my family are and those who connected to me personally have been having. I mean, people are really prospering because they get it. We've been suffering for so long. We finally get it. And it took for COVID to really surface to really set some people free, to be honest.
Right. You're right. And it's crazy because now, again, when you talk about the support, that's so important. It really is. It's so important for people to just start, you know, because sometimes it takes, you know, it's funny that you said it, because sometimes it takes someone motivating your family to get other people motivated and start wanting to support. And but then again, some people have family that don't. They want to watch people grow. And that's so awesome that you got that support. I love it. And I love to hear the excitement in your voice. And, yes, I could feel it from you, from afar. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Wow. So what other things do you have planned that's coming up that you want to share with us? Do you have any other events or anything that you want to share with us?
Well, I'm just, like I said, I'm working on my next book, so I'm really dedicating time to making sure that is where I need it to be, so that I can put it out to everyone. So towards the fall of the year, you guys can really expect that to be hitting the shelves in the world. But as far as like any events, not necessarily physical events. I am considering doing another virtual event. I'm just looking at how things are rolling back. As you know, I do work professionally. I do have a professional job. So we're just trying to see where things are going as far as the school and just whether or not how soon we'll be going back and whether or not it's going to be virtual or hybrid, you know, things of that nature. But other than that, just working on my next project, my next book, and I'll be coming back with the launch date on when that will be ready for you guys. But you know, as far as, like, I'm just giving some real dedicated time to my clients. They have been really working hard behind the scenes, and I cannot wait to launch them in the areas that they're working on and just putting more and more people out there in the world to really make a difference and become what I call servant leaders.
Right, right. Now, I see that you, your podcast, what's the name of your podcast that you just started?
The name of my podcast is Rich Talks, Tips, and Strategies with Coach Courtney J. I just love saying it.
I'm like, that's definitely a tongue twister, but I got to do that.
It can
but
be,
it's
but
a way
it's
to capture people, yes, ma'am.
Yep, it's Rich Talks, Tips, and Strategies with podcast with Courtney, Coach Courtney J. And it's on Spotify, it's on Anchor, Google Pod, Google Cast, Podcast, Apple, Pocket Cast. It's just on a lot of Breaker. It's just a lot of different platforms that you can really tune in and support the podcast. But I'm working on episodes. I just did an episode a couple of weeks ago, on resetting, Master Reset. So I'm just excited on where that's going to be going. And hopefully this interview will make it on there so that I can be able to share it on my platform so that everyone can get a chance to really hear about everything that's really taking place right now in the upcoming season.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, you definitely can get a copy of it. Yes, ma'am. Well, that's awesome. That's really awesome. I'm so proud of you, Courtney. And, you know, just, watching you grow through this whole process. And it's just beautiful to watch it. Yes, ma'am. I know your kids proud of you.
Oh, my gosh. They are absolutely, like, my baby. She, this is why they say you have to be careful because kids watch everything. And last night I went into the bedroom. I was like, sweetie, it's time to go to bed. It's getting late. And she was like, okay. She had a color pencils out. She had a journal. And she was like, I'm just working on my book. And I was like, what? She said, yeah, I'm working on my book just like you. And I'm like, okay. I want to see what you're working on later.
Right.
But she's always telling me that, she's like, she's going to write a book. She's going to be an artist. And she just keeps that, like, she keeps that fire up under me. So I'm just like, okay, I see you working. And then she tells people in the store, she's like, well, mommy, I got to tell them to buy your book. And I'm like, she's like my PR 101. Like, I know if I go out in the stores with her, she's going to tell people, hey, you want to buy my mommy book? It's $20. You can get a copy of it if you go to her website. And then she'll hit me, mommy, tell them the website. And I'm like, girl, we can come in here and get sugar. Can we get sugar and go? But I love the energy. I love the energy. Yeah. And my oldest girls, they're more excited about the podcast. They like, well, mom, we want to start a podcast. It's called Sisters. Something, I can't remember the name, but it was Tongue Twister too. And I told him, I said, okay, if I invest into your podcast,
right,
I need to see, you know, I gave them the logistics, like I need to see what your episode is going to be about, what your title is going to be about, where you get your content from, is it reliable content, are you giving to people, like I broke it all the way down for them. And so I told them before we can record, and I've invested that type of time, they're going to have to really show me on paper. And so they've been working hard all summer with trying to get everything to come, get done. So, yeah, we've been busy over here.
That's awesome. I was sitting here thinking about I had a lady on the show last month where she had started her own publishing company for her grandchildren. And and I actually had them on. Yep, I had them on the show too. And so yeah, that's cool to get the kids involved in stuff like that, and teaching them how to be you know, entrepreneurs for themselves. Not not living the life that everybody else didn't already live.
Oh, yeah, my kids already made a declaration that they're not going to work for anybody. And I said, okay, we can make that possible.
All right now.
We can make that possible. You don't have to work for anybody, but you got to put. We got to do the work now.
Right, exactly. Wow, that's awesome. That is so cool. That's so cool. So, how can people get your book? How can, if you can tell us your website or whatever in order to for them to find you on your podcast, how can people get in contact with Ms. Courtney?
You can find everything there is about my book, any merch that I have, my podcast, my YouTube, my Facebook, everything. If you just go to my website at Rich, RichLLC.org. If you go to that website, you will be able to click on the different tabs, and it will take you to everything that I have going on as far as my YouTube channel. Go back and watch past episodes. I think the last episode was when we first went on to the pandemic, and it was just like talking about pivoting during these times. So I would really love for some reviews on that. But also my Facebook page is connected to my website. I have testimonials, reviews, book reviews that was done. The podcast, you can click on the podcast tab and it'll take you to the latest episode. So yeah, I mean, everything you need to know is at richllc.org.
All right. That's awesome. And okay, you did mention about your book too. And one more time for the audience, the name of your book. And is that on
the
Amazon
name of the
also?
Book? Yep. You can purchase it on Amazon. But I do have copies on hand. So you can purchase through my website, and it'll come strictly autographed with my signature and a special motivational positive note from me. And I have a tendency of throwing a little something extra inside the package. So you can order your book from the website as well. And the name of the book is called A Purposeful Journey, The Process of Enduring While Moving Towards a Meaningful Purpose.
Cool. Now, before we go, because it's almost time for us to get off, if you could say anything to the world, whether it's about the pandemic, the plandemic, or whatever your purpose, yeah. If you could say anything to the world, what would you say to them?
My word for you guys is to keep going. Don't give up. Know that God has a purpose for everything, good and bad, but you know he's an author of good. So just know that whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, just endure it, deal with it, process it, and just keep moving forward. Don't stop. God has a plan. Know the plan. Remember the promises and move forward.
All right. Well, I done ran out of questions for you, Ms. Courtney.
That's fine. I think we covered a lot.
Yes, ma'am. But again, if anyone's looking for any advertisement or promotions or radio speech, you could contact me, Faith Lane, at Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk. I'm sorry, my bad. FaithFocusFitness@gmail.com, or you can reach me at 240-640-5492. And Ms. Courtney, do you have a call-in number for your Blog Talk radio show? I mean, for your podcast, if people want to call in and ask questions?
No, but they can send questions to x.coachj@richllc.org.
All right, Miss Courtney. Well, I'm looking forward for you to come, for your other book to be coming out. I can't wait to hear about it. And when you have your next summit, make sure you let us know so I can make the announcements on my station, on my platform, so we can get some more people on there with you, to help you out with your business and things like that.
Absolutely. I cannot wait.
I can only.
All right, then. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye.
You weighed me down, you thought you had me leveled to the ground. My life was such a mess, I was so depressed. Didn't think that I was truly blessed. I once was blind, but now